Welcome to the AI Minds podcast. This is a podcast where we explore the companies of tomorrow built AI first. I am your host, Dimitrios, and this episode is brought to you by DeepGram, the number one speech-to-text and text-to-speech API on the internet, trusted by the world's top conversational AI leaders, startups, and enterprises like Spotify, the one that you probably listen to music on, Twilio, NASA, that one that sends rockets into space, or at least used to, and Citibank. Today, we are joined by none other than Jillian, co-founder of Mosaic Voice. How you doing, man?
Good. That was, you're right. I don't think NASA is sending a lot of rockets. I mean, they're doing something, so... best wishes.
What happened?
they
stopped, kind of. It is funny how that worked. But to start us off right, I feel like I need to repeat back something that you just said to me before we hit record, which is you spend 24 hours a day thinking about the call center space.
That's
Can
true.
You give us a little bit of background into who you are and why you spend so much time thinking about that space?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, I began earlier in my career. I worked in kind of a consulting advisory role where we were advising telecom companies on operations. And so a big piece of a telecom company is their call center, right? And so for me, a lot of my time was spent in and around call centers, you know, sitting next to the agents, sitting in training, sitting with management, understanding a lot of the metrics, understanding what success means for a call center. And, you know, the takeaway from that was really, this is a really tough job, right? It's a really tough job. And I don't think people necessarily understand that. And my experience has been and continues to be, these guys working in call centers, they're working hard. They want to be successful. They want to have great customer conversations, but they don't always have the tools to do that. Later in my career, I worked for many years in investment banking, and part of that role was covering analytics companies. And so everything from Snowflake to Hortonworks, and that was a great experience. But a lot of that time was also spent in the telephony space and with the call center analytics companies. And so there, it's like you're seeing the same problem, but from a very different angle, right? From more of the management perspective. And I think, you know, the vision and the idea for Mosaic Voice grew in that gap between the mismatch of like the lived experience and then a lot of the solutions that are out there trying to address many of those pain points that we experienced, but fall short for a number of reasons. I also think, you know, where technology is, where AI is, where transcription is, has evolved to such a point where there's a lot that is possible today that wasn't possible, you know, at the time that I was sitting in the call center. And so there's a lot of great problems here. There's a lot of great solutions out there, some of which people are aware of, some of which people might not be. But, you know, at Mosaic Voice, we're excited to really, we think, be making a difference in the lives of these agents, in the performance of these call centers, and ultimately in outcomes of our customers, customers of the call centers themselves. And it's exciting.
So you just mentioned that working as an agent at a call center is very difficult.
It's very difficult.
Is that because of a variety of things, I would imagine, but some of them can be the people that you talk to, they're not happy, and so they're trying to get something done, and you're trying to appease them, but they can be difficult, and so that is taxing, I imagine. There's also, I would bet that you have some kind of quota that you have to hit where you're trying to get through calls as quick as possible so that you can make sure that you're hitting all the quota. What are some other challenges or unique challenges being an agent and it puts that pressure on?
Well, first of all, I mean, you're absolutely right that a lot of times there's abuse, right, in terms of the customer calling in. And the agents aren't necessarily always empowered to resolve the customer's challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's clearly a point of frustration and a thing that makes it very difficult. A lot of it is just, it's just confusing, right? When someone calls in, you have to very quickly figure out who they are, what they're calling about, figure out where their account is. You know, sometimes you're selling a product, but the actual challenge is with the person processing the credit card, which might be a third party. So it's just a very complex job. Generally, these agents have five different windows open on their screen. As you said, you know, it's not necessarily that they're trying to rush through these calls, but the number one driver of customer satisfaction is often handle time. And so the goal is always how can we reduce handle time without compromising the quality of the conversation? There's in some instances there are quotas where they're expected to, you know, in outbound sales calls, either book a certain number of meetings, move a certain amount of product. And so a lot of this is done in kind of a high pressure environment. And you know, there's been a number of studies done around this, a lot of it showing that, you know, mental health in the call center is not great. Also studies that have shown that, you know, if one agent starts to underperform, the agents sitting, you know, in proximity to that agent also start to underperform. And so you get these effects where, you know, the weakest link kind of undermines the performance of the rest of the team. And, you know, these are also very cost-conscious organizations. And so there's always an element of how can we get the most performance out of this team, and invest where we're going to see return, but also be cognizant that, you know, every dollar counts. And there's a huge amount of just data that comes out of call center, both in terms of the calls themselves, but also in terms of the operations. They're constantly looking to optimize. And, you know, when you're the item that's being optimized, that can be stressful.
I'm just thinking about one of the last calls that I had to a corporation that I was trying to contact or get a hold of, right? And I'll walk you through the scenario and so that we can go through this together. It's like I call because I have a question about my billing, and I get first thing that I get right off the bat is an automated message, and it's like, if you'd like to do this, press one. If you're looking for this, press two. And so I'm already like, just give me somebody to talk to because this is a little bit annoying, right? And so I'm trying to get filtered through. That right there gets me being like, operator, 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 or I'm trying to just like get through the recording. When I do get to the person, they can't do anything about my situation, and that's probably on me because I was like operator, operator. And so the experience, as you said, it's already like I'm in a situation where I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this is so painful. Why do they make it so difficult? And then instead, so I get transferred, and inevitably, if I do get things resolved, or maybe I get cut off, or maybe when I do get transferred, something happens and they're like, no, we got to transfer you to them. And you get transferred a few times, and then maybe you get cut off and you got to start the process again. I get the situation resolved. And then inevitably, the person on the end of the line tries to upsell me on something. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, since by the way, that you're already talking to us, since we got you here, let's see, do you
Yeah,
want to
why
get
don't
this
you
special
upgrade to
package?
a landline phone, you
Yeah.
know, which no one has needed for 20 years.
Exactly. I hear those are hot in
Yeah.
2024.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, first of all, the agent that you're talking to could easily not even be an employee of the company that you call, right? Often these roles are outsourced, and that's great, you know, because when they're outsourced, you're talking to someone who's a professional call taker, right? That's what they're trained to do. That's what the organization does. And generally, they can do a really good job of it, but they might not be empowered to resolve your problem. And you know what, when I say by that is the agent might not be empowered to solve your problem, but the company that the agent works for also might not be empowered to make changes to the process. And so there is a real limit in terms of the flexibility that agents have in some environments to kind of work with you, understand your pain point, you know, be empathetic towards that, and then work with you towards the right solution. Oftentimes they're just constrained there. You know, the second piece is, and just to give you a very basic example, if I buy my mom a car and she listens to books on tape, right? What car are you going to buy in 2024 that has a tape player? Nothing, right? So you also have to get a little thing that's going to connect via Bluetooth to the tape player or to the CD, or not even a CD, right? The satellite radio player. Well, how am I going to explain to someone in their mid-80s how to connect something to Bluetooth, right? She's going to end up calling the customer support line, and let's say she buys a Honda. Well, how many different Hondas are there out there? And then how many different years and makes are there of that vehicle? And so, although connecting a tape player to a Bluetooth speaker is actually probably pretty easy, when I'm someone sitting there taking the call and I just say, "Hey, what kind of car do you have?" It's going to be different for every single type of car. It's going to be different for every year that car was made. And it's going to be different for different versions of the vehicle. And so what happens is there's massive amounts of data and a huge knowledge base that this agent has to navigate through. And generally, they're doing it by just pressing Control F on a PDF somewhere and trying to figure out, okay, Control F Bluetooth 2022 CRV or whatever it is, right? It's difficult. And so they're trying to do that. They might put you on hold. You're getting frustrated. You've already gone through this IVR, the interactive voice response system, to try to direct you to the right person. But they're navigating complex databases. They're moving through these knowledge bases. And what Mosaic Voice does is we're listening to these calls, trying to understand the context, using AI to interpret next best action, to understand, what is the goal of this customer, and then bringing up the right information for the agent right at the right time, right? So, our focus is how can the agent focus on having a great customer conversation and let us do a lot of the work around finding the information, taking the notes, summarizing the call. But at the end of the day, it's a complex task where agents aren't always empowered to resolve it. And so you have to have a little bit of grace when you talk to these people, understanding in their position, they want to help you, they don't always have the ability to do that.
That is such a great point that even if the person is restrained, it might not be because of that specific person being restrained. It's more because of the company that's restrained. They're a contracted company that then goes and sets up this call center. And so,
Well,
yeah, it's a little more empathy.
it happens all the time. It happens all the time where we'll be talking to an outsourced call center. They'll say, "Hey, we need to reduce handle time on these calls by 15%, but we're not allowed to change anything about the script. We're not allowed to change any of the rebuttals. We have to ask these five questions at the beginning of the call, and there's just not a lot of room to make edits." So there's oftentimes, and not always, but there's distance between the people that make a lot of these decisions that directly affect the call center, the agents, and the customer experience, and those people that are actually on the call with you. And so there's not necessarily a lot of the people that you're talking to aren't necessarily the ones making the decisions. And that's a challenge.
And I guess this comes back to the different problems that you were seeing when you were looking at the specific agents at the beginning of your career versus later on when you were in the financial, was it a financial analyst? With looking at more of the management side of things.
Well, a lot has it's interesting because call centers have never been thought of as like these technologically advanced places, right? They've always been people on the phone talking to people, and that's what they still are. But because of this kind of unique dynamic where all of a sudden, with the kind of advancement of conversational intelligence, with AI and just the massive corpus of semi-structured data that's generated by a call center, all of a sudden they've become like the perfect place for a lot of this kind of very cutting-edge technology, like AI, like what we do with DeepGram. When I was first working with these call centers 15 years ago, that didn't exist. And a lot of the tools that were developed in that era were developed in an architecture that accommodated the capabilities of that time, right? So things like real-time processing, transcribing in real-time in the browser, is impossible because the architecture was designed such that any call recording is sent to a server, it's processed after the call's over, analytics are extracted from that transcript, those are then kind of pushed to some reporting tool, and you get this very delayed kind of workflow. Now, you know, it's different. It's a different era. And for the first time, we're able to transcribe in real time accurately and also at a price point that allows us to transcribe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of calls every day, right? Whereas historically, that would have been cost prohibitive and the quality would not have been there. And so, you know, as that has evolved, you see this bifurcation in terms of the types of solutions that exist. Solutions that were developed prior to these real-time capabilities, and then solutions that were developed with that ability in mind. And what's different about Mosaic Voice and many of our peers is that because we were developed in a world where these capabilities existed, the architecture that we use, a lot of the compute that's in the browser, it's designed to be quick. It's designed for real-time. And so, you know, we've seen there's a lot of difficulty for these call center software solutions that were developed 10 years ago to really move into this modern era, because real time, it's not something you can turn on and off. It requires just a fundamentally different approach to how the software is built. And that, you know, that will be a challenge for a lot of these legacy vendors.
And so then talk to me about the insights that you can now provide because you can do it real time. Because I see the delayed gratification in a way of the story that you're telling of, yeah, it would sit server side, you would analyze it. Maybe you have some data scientists or some analysts or a certain whole nother tool that is helping you figure out, like, did we do well or not? And then at the end of the month, you can get a report, say like X amount of our calls did well or X amount didn't or were dropped, whatever it may be, whatever your metrics are that you're looking at. Now that it's something you can get in real time, is it just like being able to see that at any given moment? How is that empowering the call centers to take different actions?
Well, one way to think about it is it's, and this was coined by someone on our team, the phrase, you know, real time is like disaster avoidance, post-call is like disaster recovery, right? Mm-hmm. Providing real-time analytics and insights during the conversation is what you need when it comes to how can we take this conversation that's going off the rails and redirect it? And, you know, one thing we look at often is we think about companies like Gong. Right. Gong is a very powerful tool, largely for enterprise sales teams that does the post-call analytics. The reason they can be so powerful is because a lot of these agents or customer success team members or salespeople that they work with are going to be in that role for a year or two. Right. And so you have this horizon that you can develop the salesperson over. In the call center, you know, the average agent tenure might be a year. Right. And so you can't necessarily wait for 6 months to really start seeing improvement in their performance. You need to know, how can I take this agent who's on a call right now and make them better? And this is particularly important in call centers that exist in regulated environments. And so call centers that sit in healthcare, insurance, you know, financial services, for these types of businesses, there's huge legal overhang around what they do and what their agents say on these calls. You know, we talked to one of our customers who was selling insurance, and they said, if an agent says this is a great plan for you, that's fine. If an agent says, you know, Demetrios, if my mother lived exactly where you lived, had your exact same kind of characteristics, this is the plan I'd tell my mom to get, somehow that is also fine. If they were to say, but Demetrios, this is the best plan for you, that can incur up to a $1.5 million fine from HIPAA, right? What? So, yeah. So, you know, if, and these are fines that are paid all the time. They're paid by, you know, Navient paid $1.7 billion and went bankrupt. Wells Fargo, Capital One, all of these guys have paid hundreds of millions of dollars in fines stemming from actions that took place in the call center. And when you think about, all right, I have a call center. I'm in a building with 5 floors. There's 100 people on each floor. I got one guy on floor 3, aisle A, row 17, that forgets to say the call's recorded for a day, right? And he's forgetting to say that. Someone on the other side of the line records that, and then, turns that over to some kind of regulatory body. You're exposed to a fine. Of course, there's complexities there around, how you will be prosecuted, but unless you have some type of real-time tool that's going to help you proactively prevent those situations, it's going to be tough. And so, to your original question, the types of insights that you get from using a tool like Mosaic Voices, we're going to make sure you stay on message. If the customer asks the question and says, how much is this product going to cost me? It'll hear that. It's going to understand that the customer has a concern around expense, and it's going to bring up a very brief script about, why don't you say it's going to cost this much over the lifetime of the contract? It's going to be this much per month. You're actually going to save this much over time. And so making sure that your agents are saying the right things, and then also making sure they're delivering it in the right way. Are they being empathetic? Are they asking the right questions? Are they talking too much? Or maybe they should listen more, right? Are they on a long monologue? And so really, how can you take what you're seeing with your best performing agents and institutionalize that across your entire agent base? And then there are a lot of post-call analytics, right? Every call center has a scorecard for their calls. You're supposed to say this, you're supposed to say this. We use AI to automate that. And then you can extract insights from that data and then take those insights and push them back into the real-time guidance. And so you get this system where you're constantly learning from the calls and then pushing those learnings out to the agents, seeing where the improvements are. And it's just a constant kind of how can we make these calls better? And ultimately, how can we also build more rapport, elevate the role of the agent from an agent to more of an empathetic partner on the conversation? And it all comes back to how can we make this simple? How can we have great customer conversations? How can we make sure our agents are compliant? How can we make sure the managers have the tools they need to understand that a lot of their agents are doing a great job? How can we use QA not just to reprimand people, but to highlight great performances? I think Mosaic Voice sitting at the center of all that conversational data positions us well to provide a lot of that value.
So I was expecting when you were talking about the different ways that you can say something and the ways that are okay and then not okay, is you were going to say something along the lines of, yeah, when somebody starts going off script, you get like what you would see back in the day when you would get a virus on your computer and like it would be a big stop sign, and then all of a sudden many different stop signs are coming the more that you continue to go off script.
Well,
Next thing you know, there's
those exist, right? If an agent asks for a credit card number when they're not supposed to, they get a little pop-up, and their manager also gets a pop-up in real time that says, "Hey, Julian's asking about someone's credit card number when they shouldn't be. They're asking about a social security number when they shouldn't be." But the people that are going to go off the script the most, unfortunately, are the customers, right? It's the people that call in and start yelling. And it's important to track that as well, right? Because these agents, like we said earlier, they take a lot of abuse. And sometimes just knowing that an agent is getting yelled at, having the manager go over and say, "You know what? You're doing a good job. Stick to the script and you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it." That stuff goes a long way. A kind of less fun example that we had recently was one of our customers is a very large university, and they have several hundred people that work in a call center that deal with applicants, students, financial services, etc. And over the weekend, someone had called and, placed a bomb threat at the school, right? Now, because of the way Mosaic Voice is structured, we see that, and in real time, we give the agent the appropriate response to say to this person. We also escalate that directly to their manager, and because of the severity of the item, directly to leadership. And so, this is a process where leadership has now been made aware of this threat, literally within seconds of it taking place, 10 levels below them with one agent across this pool of several hundred. And so, these can be powerful in ways, these tools can be powerful in ways that maybe we don't expect at first, but ultimately can make a big difference.
So there is something here where it is almost like the insight machine that you've created. And I've heard a lot of people talk about action machines. And so it's almost like you've said, we're going to graduate up this important information to whoever needs it as soon as they need it. But we're not going to try and get our system to actually be the one that takes action. We just want to give the information. We don't want to be the one that instantly calls the police also. Mm-hmm. How do you think about that, like augmentation versus just totally getting the human out of it?
Yeah, certainly. Mosaic Voice is a tool to empower agents, to empower the human being that is an agent, right? We're not a tool that aims to replace them. We're a tool that aims to let them do the parts of their job that they're going to be great at, which is talking to customers, building rapport, and let us take notes. Let us summarize the call. Let us update the CRM. But we believe in the power of the agent. Now, that's not to say that in the future that some agents won't be replaced by, AI-powered software, because we already see that happening in certain verticals. And those tools have also demonstrated that they do a great job with certain types of calls. But, when you're calling to talk to someone, in the insurance space about a medical problem, when you're calling to talk to the university about, something related to your education, when you're talking to someone in the financial services space, a lot of these conversations deal with very personal items that need to be understood, and they also need to be understood correctly. In a lot of the types of customers that we serve, there isn't room for error, right? If someone's standing on the side of the freeway, their car broke down, it's the middle of the night, and they need support, you need to make sure that you're going to be able to get that to them in an expeditious way without having to frustrate them by having them repeat themselves or, hang up and call back. And so there's certainly, without question, a place for these agent replacement tools. But I think when we think about the promise of AI and the promise of AI in the call center, we haven't gotten to kind of what has necessarily been marketed to people, which is don't worry about it. A robot's going to take all your calls and it's going to be great. We've gotten to a place where, listen, AI can do a good job with certain types of conversations, just like chatbots did a great job with certain types of conversations. But if you look historically, there's more call center agents now than there were when chatbots were first developed, right? Hmm. What role have chatbots played? They've resolved some of the simple questions, and they've pushed the more complex questions onto the agents. And now when the agent answers the call, because someone's already talked to the chatbot, they're already frustrated, it's only made the stakes of the conversations that the agents take higher. And in those environments, the agents need as much information at their fingertips as possible. And that's what Mosaic Voice does.
So in these times of very sensitive or very important conversations, it feels like, yeah, the stakes are really high and you want to talk to somebody. You definitely, until AI, we see like a gigantic shift in the capabilities of the AI voice bots. If I'm talking about money stuff and like, especially if it's like, hey, where did this money go? I do not want to talk to a computer at all. I want that empathy that you're talking about. Like, I want to be able to connect with the person and really, I'll probably ask the same question three different ways to make sure that I understand and make sure that things are super clear.
And that's exactly right. And it's not to say you're not someone that's eager to adopt technology. It's, I think one thing for us has always been, how can we use AI in a way that's going to add real value to our customers and focus on the value that we're trying to add, less so the technology that we use to get there. And we do use a ton of AI. We use, you know, call summaries. We use sentiment. We use topic and intent detection. But we use those because those are valuable tools for people that are trying to understand what's happening on conversations, trying to understand what the drivers are of these customer conversations. We don't use those because that capability exists, right? And I think there's a fine line there of, you know, adopting powerful technology that can change outcomes is great. Adopting technology because it exists can ultimately cause frustration with customers. And so we try to be mindful of that because just like everyone else, we think AI is huge and it's going to, you know, unlock a massive amount of opportunity, but we don't necessarily want to apply it in environments where it's not ready yet.
So one thing that I have not seen, and maybe this is more common, it's just that I haven't encountered it, is the ability for, after I have a call with whatever the provider may be, for me to get that information back too. Like, they have my email. I would love this summary of the call and what the next steps are and what the last time I called was. Is that something that you do, or you allow the call centers to do? Like, it feels like, oh, can we just push this to the customer also so they're informed?
You know, it's something that's certainly possible, but it's that decision sits with the call center itself. But, you know, one thing that we've done, which I think is kind of unique, but it is actually touches on this, is let's say, you know, you call your insurance company on Monday, you get something resolved, you call again on Wednesday, and it turns out the thing wasn't resolved. Well, when Mosaic Voice sees the same phone number calling in within a certain amount of time, as soon as the agent picks up that phone, they're going to see the AI summary of the last interaction they had. So, you know, before they even say hello, they'll know, hey, Demetrius called on Tuesday. He had he was frustrated because his insurance premium had gone up. He didn't understand why. We opened a ticket. The ticket was closed. So before I even say hello, I have the context of your last conversation. And that, I think, is a very powerful way to build rapport, build empathy with the customer, knowing like, hey, listen, I know you called earlier this week. I know we told you that this issue was resolved. You're calling back, so obviously it's not. I'm sure that's frustrating. Let's just work through it without having you repeat everything you've told me in the past. And that's a way that we kind of resurface customer data that has been generated historically and bring it to kind of a real-time context.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Again, it really feels like, and I like the way that you put it, where you said, we're trying to make the customer experience top-notch, and whatever technology or whatever ways and means that we can make the customer experience better, we want to have that happen. So we're empowering the call centers with everything that they need, whether that's AI or it's just call recording or might be some old school tech or not even tech at all, low tech, whatever you want to call it, but just making it easier for them to make that end user happy.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like our friends NASA, right? Where we're not, the goal isn't, you know, pioneering a new type of conversation. It's taking what these guys are doing every day and what can we do to make it better, right? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes some of the companies in our space kind of get confused and think of it differently. And I think oftentimes, you know, customer or companies or vendors that, you know, sit in, you know, the Bay Area or in Austin or in one of these tech hubs can be a bit out of touch with the actual pain points of these call centers. Call centers, they don't care about technology. They care about conversations. They're less concerned if it's AI versus some rule-based logic versus something that's just written and pops up on the screen, right? They just want to have good conversations, and they don't care what it is that gets them there. And so I think, like I said, our approach has always been, how can we add value with whatever tool it takes?
Excellent. Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. I really appreciate you coming on here and schooling me a bit about the call centers and also getting to dive into what is obviously your passion.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I would just leave everyone by saying, have, you know, patience the next time you're on hold at the call center. Know that these guys are working hard, and it's a difficult job. They really want to help, and they're doing their best. They don't have the tools. So please be kind. But thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to try and strike up a conversation with the next call center agent that I talk to, hopefully with the intent of brightening up their day and helping them have a good day or
it
a little ray of sunshine.
It will go a long way.
Excellent. Thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you.